SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. You scream, we all scream.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Buller, some things are just unfakeable. We all scream for ice cream!
You're listening to SBS News.
Satwant Singh Kalei was 16 years old when he fled from the deadly race riots in Malaysia in 1970. Arriving in Hobart alone, he had to navigate a new way of life, his family remaining in the Southeast Asian country. These early experiences igniting his altruism. While at university, Mr. Kalei created a service to help others resettling in Australia.
And what we found was that a lot of them were lost when coming to a new nation. They had huge issues of culture, food, communication.
He was then inspired to found Seek Youth Australia, now in its 26th year, earning him a Medal of the Order of Australia. The volunteer-run group delivering programs and events across the country, nurturing and empowering youth to be proud of their heritage while supporting them in adapting to life in Australia. Mr. Kalei says the honour is for everyone who's supported the organisation.
Australia is a very fortunate, it's a lovely, lucky country here. It's got a lot to give, and we've got to share, and we've got to give back into the nation, its development and its social cohesion.
For OAM recipient Trun Yung Le, a sense of belonging began with opportunity. Moving from Vietnam in 1982, Mr. Le said he spent 2 years in a refugee camp before settling in Melbourne with his family.
By that time, you know, about 10,000 people in that camp. And we lucky, you know, we have UNHCR, they look after us.
He then went on to found the Hollywood Nails Group, managing nail salons across Victoria, which, in turn, helps scores of migrants and refugees through training and employment, providing dignity and stability.
And my goal, you know, I try to do something, you know, to contribute back to the country like Australia, you know. We call Australia home.
Beyond business, Mr. Le's philanthropic reach extends into hospitals, aged care homes and multicultural organisations. He's also playing a role in developing the country's first Vietnamese museum, which aims to preserve refugee stories and celebrate community. There's been OAM recognition too in the top end. Hong Kong-born Dr. Felix Ho delivers healthcare to some of Australia's most remote communities. In his own time, he shapes the next generation of lifesavers through St. John Ambulance. From the age of 13, he's offered a lifetime of service by volunteering for the First Aid and Emergency Response Organisation.
We have 30% of our population being Indigenous or identify as Indigenous, but they account for about 70% of our hospital and health admissions, sometimes more in other areas. And discrepancy between their chronic diseases, their life expectancy is absolutely staggering. I'm so privileged to be able to work within health to make that small little difference.
Darwin's Francis Amesh, known as Doodle, attributing that accolade to his family. The local AFL and rugby league star also helped lead the Council for Aboriginal Alcohol Program Services. Mr. Amesh says a friend of his asked him to join as a favour.
No, 30 years out there looking after all Indigenous people, and they're all alcohol and all that, and so it's really good there too. Someone said, how come you last so long? I said, you don't last long unless you enjoy it.
For Melbourne neuropsychologist Dr. Judy Tang, born to Chinese-Vietnamese parents, her motivation is to help people feel seen fully and authentically. Through leadership roles across government and local organisations, she advocates for multicultural and LGBTIQ+ communities, working to ensure mental health services reflect the diverse identities of the people they support. Ms. Tang says an OIM honour recognises all the work that goes into volunteering.
And as I sort of went on with education and I started noticing gaps around mental health, what was missing in terms of servicing and supporting multicultural communities, there was that growing interest to see how we can support and service those gaps.
In Australia's country music capital, a legacy celebrated and honoured. Tamworth's Eddie Whittam passed away last year, but his impact is long-lasting. Since the late 70s, he had supported migrants, refugees and asylum seekers integrate into their new community. His advocacy, instrumental in ending the requirement for temporary visa holders to travel to major cities for medical checks. And for her significant service to the community through social policy and advocating for diversity and inclusion, Tanya Hosh, the first Indigenous person and second woman to join AFL's executive ranks, is now recognised as a member of the Order of Australia. The AM recipient says greater education is moving treaty conversations forward.
We talked about how Australia had with First Peoples the oldest living continuous cultures on the planet, and I hear that referenced a lot now, and I don't recall that ever really being referenced. And that might be a small thing in and of itself, but I think it's a significant piece of education that has been absorbed by a lot more Australians. And of course I also think that it has helped to support those people who are very active for treaty to move those conversations forward.
People from different walks of life with a shared ambition of serving their communities.
When it's hot, you head to the beach. But this year, there's a toxic algal bloom. In a crisis like this, you need the government to keep people safe and informed. You need someone to hold Labor to account. Vote One Greens. Authorised by A. Wheaton, Australian Greens, South Australia, 291 Angus Street, Adelaide.